Spending a whole week, I expect to be inundated by numerous suggestions to answer this thorny question that we left. I thought that everybody would come to me and I have to judge between the 20 different answers that would be given to me to this question. And unfortunately, I only received one answer. But fortunately, it was the right one. So Chesky gave me the answer, which is the correct answer. And just for the one that doesn't want to look up the question, I thought of the question myself. But I have to say, I found it printed years later in the beautiful new brown Shulchan Aruch called Hadras Kodesh. And they quote it from a specific called the Gan Rove. Never heard of it. But I looked at it in the library and it printed with Haskama from Reb Chaim Brisk. Reb Chaim Brisk wrote Haskama. So Chesky's Teretz has a safe which it says Haskama from Reb Chaim Brisk. It makes him a Brisker. Okay? Congratulations. So it's Tzvei Dinim, of course. The Tzvei Dinim that we keep discussing, we spoke about it last week at great length. Remember the Tzvei Dinim? L'shem Yechat Megacholim and Nirikim Vashel. So the question was, if you remember, Stira Gluya and the Prima Gadim, what's better, what's worse? A plain blech or a, we'll call it Kedera Agave Kedera? In Reishon and Gimel, Agave Kedera was better and a plain blech was worse. And in Reishon and Ches, it's exactly the reverse. The answer is, depends what you're worried about. In Reishon and Gimel, the Mechaber is talking about on Shabbos. There, the Mechaber holds the reason for the Yisra Achzara is what? Nirikim Mevashel. So, a plain blech is still Nirikim Mevashel. Whereas a Kedera Gavi Kedera, Ein Derech Bishul Bekach, we saw the original run. Fine. But it's the Prima Gadol. On Erev Shabbos, we're worried about Shem Yechate Begacholim, Shehiyo. So, if it's on a blech, it's a heker. And therefore, as the heker says, there's no problem of Shem Yichad Begacholim. A pot full of food is no heker. A pot full of food on the fire 7 days a week. That's no heker. So therefore, we have to worry about what? Shem Yichad Begacholim. Unless it reaches Malchut Ben Drusoy. Adkan, the answer of the Sefer Gan Rove. Now again, this would answer the Prima Gadim. And the Prima Gadim apparently holds, that that's what I would have held logically, that of pot full of food is not a protection against Shem Yechad Begacholim. It's not a heker. It's there all the time. However, if we take a look in our source sheet, we'll see this is not in sync with the great rabbi that the Prima Gadim is trying to explain. His name is Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham can be found in your source sheets on page 128. Please give a look. Very short, Mogen Avraham, Lamed Gimel. This is going on the famous Ramo, on the famous Mechaber, the famous Heter of Kedera, Agabe Kedera, Ein Derech Bishul Bekach. Says the Holy Mogen Avraham, Lamed Gimel, the Kevin Shein Bo Rote Vein Bo Bishul, Umishim Chitu Inam Yilekel Amigzar, Shein Derech Bishul Bekach. Vishakdem Avstekes, who said so? Magad Mishnah, Perek Chobes, Lachadal. I dare you to find that in the Magad Mishnah. You can find it. Okay, I'd love to be correct. I didn't find it there. The Magen Mishnah didn't even talk about it. You know why? He's a Talmud of the Rashba. The Rashba says the whole reason for Hachzara is Nirikim Mevashel. The Mogen Avraham is stuck because we are worried about Shem Yechata as well. So he threw in a new line. There's no Shem Yechata in Kedera Gabi Kedera. If that's the case, gentlemen, what do you do with Reish Nunches? Reish Nunches is Erev Shabbos. Reish Nunches is Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is only Shem Yechad Begacholim. What could be the problem of a Kedera Gabe Kedera on Erev Shabbos? Makes no sense. Let's take a look and see what it says in Reish Nunches. In the original, it's on page 135. We're coming to the end of this detective story, gentlemen. We have a surprise ending. Surprise ending. Reish Nunches Aleph. It's based on the Gemara on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, as Baragola says. Mutal Aniach Merodom Kli Shesh B'Davar Kara Al Gabi Kedera Chama. Fine. She'ein Zeh Ketomin B'Davar Amosef Hevel. It's an Yisrael Atzmona, which we're not going to discuss ourselves in Shir, just for the lack of time. So the Yisrael Atzmona does not apply to what we call in our language Kedera Al Gabi Kedera. That expression is found in Shas Babli Nun Aleph Amud Beis Masechta Shabbos.
Good. Says the Magen Avraham, the Makadera HaTachtona Omedes Al Gabi Ho'esh, which is, according to our assumption, permissible. Not everyone agrees that. The Chalal, some of the Gemara, it's not Ho'esh. Yesh Ladin Shihui. Means what we call Shihia. We read this, if you recall, last week. Comes the Prima Garden and says, what does that mean? One second for a minute. He says it in pages, the next page, 136, in the last line of the Prima Garden in the Simen, Reish Nun Ches, next to the last, he says, Yesh lo yonet gam kein din shihiyo al pi drochem shein izbara b'simen reish nun gimel sif aleph. What does that mean? You have to be cooked kamacha ben dusoy at least. That's a major problem. What are you worried about? The Magen Avraham himself said in Sifkot Lamed Gimel, in Reish Nun Gimel, we're not worried about Shem Yichad the Begacholim. It was on a pot full of fire. what's he talking about? This is the problem. So my answer is, in brief, that the Prima Gana is incorrect. He misread the Magen Avraham. When the Magen Avraham said that brief statement and it said, Yesh lo din shihui, all he meant was, as the Machzis HaShekel explains. What do you mean, Yesh lo din shihui? What does it mean? What do the words mean? So the Machzis HaShekel again starts in 135 and goes to the next page, 136. Says as follows. I can't read the whole entire thing word for word inside. All he means is as follows. In quoting Reish Nun Gimel, has nothing to do with this at all. What does he mean? You take a look at Machta Shekel 136, halfway down the first column. Reish Nun Gimel, Shom Avua Din Shia Velo Din Atmana. Right? So all he's trying to say, the last four lines in the first column, he says like this, the Mechaber says in Reish Nun Gimel, Sof Sefalef. If the Gdera touches the fire, it's considered Atmana. Comes the Magen Avraham and says, we don't follow that way. We follow the Ramah Reish Nun Gimel. Even if it touches the Gecholim, it's not called Atmana. Ela Din Shihui. All the Magen Avraham meant to say was, it's not Hatmana. That's all. He never meant to say that it has to be cooked the Macha Ben Dusoy, as you have back in Reish Nun Gimel. That's how the Prima Gadim understood it. And it's a very logical pshat, the Prima Gadim's. It makes perfect internal sense based on Chesky's brisket teretz. Namely, that if it's a Kedera Gabi Kedera, we're not worried about Nirikim Mavashul, but we are worried about Shem Yechata. Problem is, the Magen Avraham Lamed Gimel is the reverse. So therefore, I'm more inclined to say that the Prima Gadim misunderstood the Magen Avraham. When he said Reish Nun Gimel, he meant just that's not Atmana. But there's no Shem Yechata Begacholim. You see pots on the fire 7 days a week? Yeah, but now with kugel on top. That's an anomaly. That'll be a hecker. Adkan. Bottom line is, if you follow this mahalach, the Ramah who holds Shem Yichat HaBegacholim for Achzara can still accept the heter of Kedeir Al Gabi Kedeir. It doesn't have to. As a matter of fact, as I mentioned briefly last time, the Ramah does not seem to be a big fan of Kedeir Al Gabi Kedeir. The Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Yud Ches has consecutive sifim. Maybe we didn't see this yet. Take a look in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Yud Ches, gentlemen, Shin Yud Ches, Siv Zayin and Ches. Right, in this source book, turn a few pages. Page 145 and 6. Rabbi, let's take a look. Yesh mefarshim lo deshar lo niach kli sheish v'davar chama gabi kedera atmuna. Nun aleph mebeis afilu kli tachton ala eishar. That's what we consider to be true. The yesh mefarshim no shim kli tachton ala eish lo olam aser. 2 days. Turn the page to Ches. Same 2 days appear. Niach davakar on a mechem agabe eish yesh omrim. It's mutter. The Yesh Omrim, that it's Aser, says the Mechaber, V'rishon Nireh Ikar. V'rishon Nireh Ikar. Right? The Ramon and Dark Emotion wasn't so excited about it. But bottom line is 2 days in Reshna, Shinu Cheshna consecutive Sifim, and in Reshna and Gimel, he seems to have accepted blindly without Yeshomim in Reshna and Gimel Sifhe. So the Magen Avraham is bothered by, are everyone with me so far? So I'm saying the Ramah was silent in Reshna and Gimel. Maybe, Kunt Prima Gadim, he will argue. Why doesn't he say so? Well, the Mechaber himself quotes 2 days in Shin Yud Ches. He already expressed his opinion in the Dark Emotion. He's not so excited about it. Okay. But based on the fact we said the Prima Gadim is incorrect, therefore the Ramah can't accept the Heter of Kedera Gabi Kedera. Why? Because not only is it not Nirek and Bavashel, it's not their official, but it's not even a Shem. Yechat Esper, La Pisiv Kod Lamed Gimel. So the Ramah is quiet because he holds he accepts Kedera Gabi Kedera. So therefore, it seems to me you can rely on a Kedera Gabi Kedera as long as it fits the bill. How do you define Kedera Gabi Kedera? Indirect heat. So the Chazanish says it's only getting the heat not from the fire, but only from the water which is on the fire. However, if you want to qualify for the heter of Ein Derech Bishul B'Kach, which we saw in the Ramah, and it better make sure it's Ein Derech Bishul B'Kach. In other words, there's a thing called a double boiler. Have you ever a double boiler? No one knows what it is. Who's ever seen or heard of a double boiler? What do you use it for? Why do you use it? You don't know. Why do you use it?
Melt
only for melting chocolate, that's it? There you go. Steam vegetables. Thank you so much. I'll tell you a story. I don't have no time for too many stories in this brief series, but I'll tell you the following story. When I got married, one of my aunts was nice enough to buy us a whole set of pots. Of course, she brought it to the wedding, and we had to take it home from the wedding and a little cramped in the back of my friend who drove us home. Well, that's not for now. When we came home and we opened up the next few days, I said to my wife, my new wife, my brand new wife, I'm showing off, said, you know, this one of the pots here is broken. It's not, something's wrong with it. I said, why is it wrong? It doesn't stand up straight. I put it down and it just keeps tilting to the side. There's no flat base. She starts to laugh at me. Shows how little I know in the kitchen. That's a double boiler. I said, what's that? I hold like the majority in this room. Never heard of it before. She told me you make it to steam vegetables. So Rabbi Ayada quotes the double boiler in the safe. I don't have time to, you can look at it inside yourself. There's no heter. Because why? Because why? It's Derech Bishul B'Kach. It's steamed vegetables in it. That's a cooking process. Then maybe you had another reason why it's no good. And that is, we have to understand what's the nature of the heter of Ein Derech Bishul B'Kach. Yes, it has to be indirect heat through some water, some steam. And it doesn't mean that anything which is unusual is mutter. That's kalachiyat, it's potter, not mutter. But there may be an additional consideration. And that is, we discussed the Tos Lamates a long time ago, the Tup Shatim. But in the Bishul context, one shot was that if you're not considered a Nirikim Avashel, remember that way that expression there too, Klisheni. It's not called a Nirikim Avashel if it's not the main ingredient. Remember that? That the main ingredient is chicken. You throw in tavlin into the Klisheni, we don't worry about Melzikim Avashel. Same thing may apply over here. I have a pot full of chont. On top, I throw a piece of kugel on top. What are you cooking? What's on? Chont. The kugel is an afterthought. It's not a nirikim avashel of that piece of kugel. But if the contents of the lower kedera are not meant to be consumed, they're meant to be spilled into the sink after Shabbos, one can argue that there's no heter of kedera gabi kedera, because it's not the classical case. The classical case of the bottom kedera was food which is going to be used. Rav Moshe thing holds this way. Because Rav Moshe asks a steam table. Again, all this is profound here. Rabbi Ayada's quote, you ask a steam table. What's wrong with a steam table? It's a classical Kedera Gabi Kedera. Oh, do you know what a steam table is? Who's been in the YU CAF recently? Who can afford to walk in there? Well, maybe you can't afford because they charge them because they have the steam table there. It's
they actually changed over the system last year.
They did? I haven't been there in a year.
It's,
okay.
It's now two steam tables and then you got the electric.
There you go. Okay, I have to go take a look. They could make a house call, but not on Shabbos. But the old steam table was allowed, you know, water, fire, and water and steam. That's how they keep the chicken warm and the French fries warm. That's it. I mean, as soon as you walk in there, so Rav Moshe asks it, why? It's Kedera Gabi Kedera.
What do you guys see as a cap on you guys?
So the answer is, I believe Rav Moshe doesn't say why he asks it. It's not clear in Rabbi Ida's tshuva. Shuvatu Rabbi Ida, and it's based on the Shaila. I think because the water on the bottom goes into the garbage. You don't drink that. We don't drink that water ever. That's why I never was a fan of the Kedera Blech.
Because
the Kedera Blech was meant to have the water as the specs call for after Shabbos is over. You just pour it down the sink. Enter the Pella Plata. Pella Plata. What is that? It's an urn. Pele Plaim, right. It's a Pella Plata, which has a regular urn, and on top of the urn, and there's a spigot to use to pull out your water for your tea on Shabbos, and on top of that, you can put your kugel. I think that works, the Choladeus, because there you have you're consuming the lower food. I'm not here to say the Kedera Blech is certainly Asa. To me, it's a Suffolk, and the Moshe might Asa. I wasn't sure it should be Mut either. I never like to use it, but Pella Plata, it's a whole new story. Again, no one who's ever used it yet, but from the specs I read about it in the Jewish newspapers, that to see if they're advertising, it sounds like it'll be a good idea. Bottom line, Rabosai, everything is great. So it comes out until now, we're saying that a Kedera, Agabi Kedera is Mutter, against Prima Gadim, even to take from the fridge, as long as it's dry food, whereas a regular Blech is Asur. Why? Why is it Asur? Because once you put it down on the floor or in the fridge, it's what's called Hanacha. Hanacha gabikir grufuk tumi is prohibited, as per last week's shiur. Any questions? Good. Now we're going to have a totally different approach to the contradiction between Gimel and Hay, which is found based on the Mogen Avraham Chavav, page 146. The Mogen Avraham Chavav, page 146, is bothered. Why in Siv Zayin does the Shulchan Aruch say nothing? It's called two opinions. And it's Sifches, if Risha Nirika. So he explains the Chavav. Kevashak there, Mavsek, as Lodama the Kirish, the Osama Kateira, O Medes, Agabi Reish, Mamish. Magad Mishnah, fine. But Sarachian, Lama Lohechria, Beis Yosef, Sif Zion Lahatir. The Huatzvo, Lo Kosov, Kain Reish, and Gimel, Sif Gimel, Beish Lomar, Davka Tzlimut, the Litno, the Chathila, Agabi Kira Grufa. Ava Mavushal, Osir litno al gabo al gabe kira afilu ucham shema mishum bishul tegazvinen sham yitan alav shukar emuta lechazara says the Magen Avraham pshat in the mechaber hanocha astira in gimel it's osir and hey it's mutter hey is kedera gabe kedera here in kedera gabe kedera itself there seems to be a stira in the mechaber between zayin and ches depending if it's solid or liquid. If it's solid, then it's mutter. If it's liquid, then the mechaber is not machria. He doesn't say a word, doesn't say anything. Ad kan the Mogen Avraham. He himself doesn't like it. The kol gam yesh lahakel, the mashma, the magad mishnah, the kevin dakdam avsekas others mikira grufa. It's better. That's exactly the prima gadim's teretz of last week, the prima gadim's teretz, but tuf tam. But until that point, he was going with a different teretz, the difference between solid and liquid. Guess what? The Machza Shekel, who was the famous super commentary on the Magen Avraham, to use a modern parlance, he runs with it. He runs with the Rebbe's teretz of the Magen Avraham, and he gives a different independent teretz to the steer between Gimel and Hay. That can be found in your source sheets on page 128, please. 128. Column 1. He quotes the famous kasha we had last week. He quotes it from the Sefer Tosfos Shabbos in the sixth line. Panadish, he's matir and hay. Gimel he asks the famous question. When he has daiti, the last four lines. If you mash a cause of the Magen Avraham, Shinyin Ches Chavav, Asi Shapir. Shakos of Dafka, Dava Yavesh, Shain Bomarak Mutter, Kagav Nafil the Chathilim. Avaloba Dava Shesh Bomarak, Asi Shapir. Gimel is Marak, because after all, it's a chol which is starting to dry out, because it has some liquid in it. And Sif Hey is Panadish, which is totally solid. That's a Kugel. Beautiful answer. Rabosai on this basis, believe it or not. Comes the Lung of Avadja, and he's fighting me in the room. Anybody? No. Baruch Hashem, we have one Rabbi Avadya rep. comes to Bavadia and says he thinks it's mutter to take dry food from the refrigerator and put it on the blech. As per Sif Hey. See, we're so used to this pre-megadim with the bialach, we have tuv tam, that there's a question of distinction between a flat blech on the one hand and a kedera gabe kedera pele plata on the other hand. He says, no, that's not the answer. It's a solid versus liquids. Gimel is liquids and hay is solid. Bavadia likes that teretz. The Machzah Shekel said it as well. He's the one who really said it. He said, therefore, you can take dry food from the fridge and put it on a regular blech. Regular blech and pele plata, kedera blech, it's all the same thing. So says the Bavadia in the safe. The obvious question, what do with the Gemara? The Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, that Kira Grufa Uktuma, it's prohibited to do Hanacha. Answer Bavadia like this. It's in Yalkut Yosef's Sifkot and Test. You're now Sereshim and Gimel. Answer Bavadia, you know what? The answer is as follows. As a matter of fact, in the olden days, Ktuma, once in a while you would cook that way. So that was still could, you know, be a little bit of Nirikim Avash. But on top of our Blech, never ever, and therefore it's considered to be permissible. Ad Kan Dvarav HaKadosh.
What about on Yantum?
I'm the only time it says in Yaakov Yosef. Let's chazer again. He says, Akira Ktuma, a Ktuma, the traditional Ktuma, so there they would cook on it once in a while. But on a Kedere Konis, never. Of course, the problem with that Eretz is that if you look at the original source of Grufa Ktuma, of Kedere Konis, he compares it to Grufa Ktuma, Beferish. And as a matter of fact, you look at the Mishnah Brewer just to save time. You can look at the back. In the Mordechai, it's printed in the back. It says where they word for word. He compares Kedere Konis to Ketumah, but just to save time, I'll show it to you in the Mishnah Brura, which you can find over here in page 170. There it says, take a look, please. Sifkot and Pei Aleph. Al Pi Kira says Kedere Konis. Tahavale Kira Kegrufa Ketumah. That's what it says. I'm taking a trip here, if you ask me, but I shouldn't criticize him unduly. Because on the other side of the fence, the Chazon Ish took a similar trip. And he also tried to distinguish between Kedere Konis and Grufa Ketumah, despite the fact that the plain meaning is the Mishnah was quoting verbena from Nagos Mordech. I'm a Dafka yid sometimes. I mean, it is Dafka. So that's why the whole thing to me is somewhat strange. Yes?
Didn't the Rav also say that an empty pot is like a blech?
Correct.
So you could make an inference from that. So. Meaning you
can
go either way with that.
Exactly. Go either way.
I'm with you. Like an empty pot.
Exactly. An empty pot is worthless. Same as the blech. We're bein. Bekitza, this is the mahalach of the Machzah Shekel, which Rav Avadia takes in his matter, Kederi. Because which according to his mahalach has to be different than Ketumah. Yes. The answer is very simple. Because the only time you have the heter al gabe kedera is if it's indirect heat. So says Chazon
Ish. So if you have a kedera blech, isn't it indirect?
Right.
And not melting from
the. So that's the question. It could be that the where does the idea come from? Shas Bavli. Those who are al gabe kedera, they don't make it up on their own. Nun Aleph and Beis. Their interpretation seems on the fire.
Right.
But that case, they're obviously consuming the contents of the bottom pot. So one could therefore potentially argue and say, it doesn't matter, but I'm the Shitasi. You have to have the Hekerim and the Pratim of Chazal. A guy wants to have a Kira Grufa Ketumah. You got to cover the fire. Someone says it's enough to cover the knobs. Right? I don't think it's true. Because you got to cover the fire. Chazal said cover the fire, not cover the knobs. You don't have to cover the knobs. You have to cover the fire. Same thing over here. They said Kedera Gabi Kedera. It's a Gemara. So Agabi Kedera means, if I'm right, similar to the Kedera of yesteryear, which is the contents of the bottom power consumed. So therefore, it's not the Bishul because the Kugel Atav is an afterthought. Arguably. I'm not saying for sure. I don't want to say I'm right for sure because those who think I'm wrong. But I think Rav Moshe probably holds I'm right. The Takayas at steam tables. Again, he explained it fully, but that's what I think he's driving. Okay, so. We'll leave it at that.
The blech is different. Once it's on the blech, everybody says most people don't cook on blech. On that point, he is right.
Who cooks on steam tables? I'm saying something.
I thought it was steam vegetables. Oh, you mean they don't
cook? Steam table and the calf, they don't cook. It's just for eating it.
The kids. Double boiler.
That's right. That's double boiler is a steam table.
Is Jerry saying that we don't, the only time we analyze, we say the reason doesn't apply, therefore the halakha wouldn't, meaning the reason stops
being applicable. So we would say it's permissible is only on the things that it says in the Gemara. If it doesn't have it there, if it doesn't say in the Gemara, we wouldn't say if the lumbus doesn't apply, then it's permissible.
No. If it's, I hear where you're going. He's trying to push me into a corner. I'm resisting. If it's a typical fire, the fire is the same as the fire of Ravina Ravashi, the plain regular fire. It's a regular oven. A stove. I mean, I'm not saying that they had the same shape, but the source is a fire. The Chazal said to take care of a fire. Take care of it either by covering it with a heker, not the cover that's there all the time, but the cover you put there, we call it a blech, right? That's one way to take care of it. And there's another way called Kedera Gabikter. What does that mean? There's a pot full of soup, cholent that you're consuming. You toss it a little bit on top. It's not Nerek Mavasha. I'm just putting those extra words in, but that's the case of the Gemara. Yes?
With all due respect,
we have no time for with all due respect. We only have hours. No introductions. Yes?
Neither Garuf nor Katum means a blech.
You want to be more Machma than me. Okay, I love machmirim. I love machmirim.
First of all, Ravina and Ravashi, we're not cooking with gas stoves.
I said,
you said some say you cover the knots. It's a as a practical matter to prevent chitui, it works very well.
Good.
So
I think it's awesome.
Rav Aaron Cutler disagrees with you.
100%. Pro Moshe Feinstein holds like me, so it's a one-on-one, and you know we're not going to be machriya between the great gedolim. I'm giving you my opinion. You feel free to have adopt yours. Okay, fine.
You can't claim that a blech is what the Gemara is talking about. It isn't.
A blech.
When the Rambam and the Ran and everyone else explain what garuf means and what katum means, no one says a sheet of metal.
Of course not. They says explicitly what katum is. It's covered with cold ashes, and that covers it up.
But you can't claim that a blech is what the Gemara is talking about. So then you can't say, I'm going only on what the Gemara says. You're not going on what the Gemara says. You want to go with what the Gemara says. So make a wood fire, cover it with ashes, and cook on that.
That's a great idea. But we are
still... before you out of the house, then okay.
Well, we won't get that far. The Gemara says katam. If we assume that katam means covered, so it's covered. This also covers it. But I must say, my good friend here is Bechav del Chazanish too, who didn't like blechs. He thinks blechs are insufficient. They're not mamat at home. You need old-fashioned cold ashes. So you're a chazanishnik. From now you should keep all the chumras of the chazanish and give you a brach. Okay. But the minig Yisrael is not at the chazanish. We assume that the ikar and the kuda when it comes to kotum is a heker, which is what the Ran says. And the nature of the heker is that it covers the fire. Doesn't matter if you cover it with cold ashes or cover it with a blech. Whatever you cover with, you're covering. So it's exactly the same thing as kotum. And therefore, we assume that it works. However, the other versions... covering the knobs on the one hand, and potentially using a double boiler or a steam table, or maybe even a kedera blech, may not suffice. Adkan. I have to tell you, though, that my whole worldview over here is colored by what the Rav taught us, that as you said before, a blech and a kedera rekonis, it's all the same thing. Remarkably, Rav Shlomo Zalman has a different view on life. Shlomo Zalman takes one line of Bialach and ran with it. You have these gedolim running with lines. Look at this line of Bialach, the one we read it last week, page 170. We're so excited about this Tuv Tam story. What's the Tuv Tam? The last few lines in the page in Bialach. It's like this. V'inyoneinu, the last four lines. Shakdera reikonis v'omedes rak listom eschom akira shloya kol kach chom. On this basis, comes up Shlomo Zalman, it's like this. The only time we say that if you have some kind of kedei rekonis or its equivalent that's ineffective, is only ineffective to be matter hanacha, is only if you have one. If you have one covering, a single covering. Because that single covering, arguably, is somehow listom as akira, to somehow limit the chom a little bit, whatever it may be, doesn't work. All the easy is an easy solution. Put two. It's a pasuk. Tov v'mashnayim in echad. So, believe it or not, it's not a pasuk. I think it's a pasuk. If you look at the Shmir Shabbos Kolchos, he says, I was shocked when I saw it. I couldn't believe it. But it's there. The Shmir Shabbos Kolchos, I think you all have somewhere or other in these sort of sheets. See, it's sideways somewhere. Where is it? Here it is. The 80s, in the early 80s. So we find these things. Wait a minute, it's even earlier than that. It's find it. Samach Vav. Footnote Samach Vav is on page 79. Last three lines. V'tov yasem yoniach tzalechas hafucha mitachas de k'deira. What does that mean? It's a tzalechas hafucha. An upside down plate. What does that mean? What's this all about? What's the tzalechas hafucha? What's this all about? You ready? Presume there's a blech there already. What is the tzalechas? What is this? Two blechs are better than one? Sure enough, it's here. So take a look in page 87, the quotes of Shlomo Zalman in the Tikkunim Umiluim, written by Shlomo Zalman himself. It says, the Dafka, I'm going to see the last three lines in column 2. The Dafka in Hemet Asakdera Rekonis Agabe Esh Guluya, they lost his Lord Din Guru Fuktuma, then Anoch is no good. Avalam Esh Kvar Machusa, Umaman Asakdera Gadishanos Miderech Abishal, Odiv Tvei. B'shar l'chuli alma avshak derei konis tovim hashnayim in ha'echad. If you have one blech, it doesn't work for anocha. You have basically two blechs, that works. That's incredible. If Shlomo Zalman said it, I don't believe it, but he said it. Says who adinami tzalach asafucha agabi gruf fuktuma. How do you like that? That's incredible. He said it. But I wouldn't have said it. The Rav would laugh at this. I would laugh. Kavachomov, when he said klisheni means shlishi revi chamishi, he'd say one cover, two cover, three cover, 10 cover, 100. It's all one thing. Unless you have a pot full of food, that's Abba Keder. But that's what Shlomo Zalman said. Fine. Ad kan. I'm not a big fan of this whole story. I'm still an old fashioned prima donna man, but without the extra chum of the prima donna. He said that is an Easter on Erev Shabbos, and Cheskel, the great Pshat, with the Gan Rove, with the whole story, and it's a very good Torah, but Lemaisa, I believe we passed like the Mogan Avram, and the Din Shi is just a misread in Reish and Ches. Therefore, I think bottom line, Kedera like Erev is good, because with last week, I told you, according to the Prima God, you know what you need? Kedera, Agabe Blech. The Blech knocking out the Shem Yechata, and the Kedera knocking out the Mirakim Bavashel, that was according to the Prima God. But if we're assuming that he's wrong, it's enough to have a Kedera, Agabe Kedera plane. Okay? But buy yourself a Pella Plata, put it on your registry. You're married, registry. I want a Pella Plata, not Kedera, cross off Kedera Blech. And this way you'll be, I think, good according to the accepted halach. Fine. Rabosai, there is a very major issue here in the Smicha program. It's called Smicha. The Furusha Gemara. It's a question. We're allowed to get smicha now. Mao lismoch. I got my stone to make a decision. Mao lismoch. Let's take a look. The Furusha Gemara. Lamed Zion Amud Aleph. It's page 2. The end of the first wide line. Ibarlu. Mao lismoch bo. Tocha vagaba osav lismoch bo shaperdami. Odilma loshna. Famous Shabbat Smicha, unresolved. It's never, never resolved. There are a bunch of Toshmas here, there, and everywhere. So, it's unresolved. But the Gemara at one point seems to say, at the end, last four lines, Toshma, Kirish Yisikul, Bekevaz V'Eitzim, Somchela, and Mekarmelech, and Gufak Tuma. Get an impression, Smicha is Mutter. Good. Shulchan Aruch Pasul's Invasion of Gimel Sefalov, Smicha is Mutter. What's it Mutter about? What's a Mutter? What's Mutter? The Tosfos says, "Mal lismoch." Tosfos says, "Be'ena grufa kaboy." If masnisin's lahashos tanan, that's rabbanon kaboy lahashos. Ulahachze, fi lahachze tanan. B'shor lahashos afi tocha v'gabo. Boy lahachze, ulahashis heichad le'ena mushuk gemachav ben drusoy. So Tosfos says that you can say that this gemara can be sliced either way, either shehiya or Hachzara. Understand me correctly? Everyone understand what's going on? There's an unresolved question according to Tosfos and Shas Bavli. May you rely on, what does smicha mean anyway? Smicha means samachlo. Rashi says, Mal dismoch, kedera eitzel dolphin akira, below grifo. Shakir metal telas yu moshivin osagam ikaka. Now Tosfos says, the last Tosfos, Toshma, umas de shor dismoch, umikol makom ein lilmo mikan dismoch eitzel eish, the shani hocha, the dolphin akira, mafsikim el eish. Tosfos says, the only head of smicha is what? If there's a wall between the fire and the place where you put your pot. Adkan, Divri Rashi Vitoz. So fine, the Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter. It doesn't say Beferish need Dolphin Amafsik, but the Mechon Avraham says so in the Shin Yud Ches, that based on our Tosis. There goes Mordechai argues on Tosis, but the Mechon Avraham quotes our Tosis. Fine, good, dandy. Smicha Kemat doesn't exist. Sunikate, well, to get Smicha. But this kind of Smicha, where does it exist? But Dolphin Amafsik, where do you have such a thing? People don't do it. They just don't do it. But the theoretical thing is important. This is important. I'm not spending too much time on the theoretics, just a little tiny bit. Because the Rif, when he's trying to prove we passed it against Hananya, brought a raya from Smicha, and the Balamor laughed at him. That can be found over here. Yes? What's that?
When you put your pot of food in the oven vent.
In the oven vent?
The oven it has fire inside, and then the hot air, which is vented out of the oven, comes out on top.
Where? I thought, isn't that in the back somewhere?
It's possible in some ovens. Okay. Usually it comes out front.
Whose oven has a vent in the front? Yeah, he's your neighbor. So what? I never saw it. So,
I said it only if it's like a wall unit oven.
Ah, okay. So maybe the big maybe in certain communities they have it. I won't identify them. So but in my old fashioned kitchen we don't have that. We have very little opportunity for smicha. Anyway, but the point is that the Rif on page 21 tries to prove that we pass it against Hananya. What's his proof? He quotes the Gemara. Lamao lismoch. Tocha v'gabah hu diyosa v'lismoch shabadami odim aloshna. With Armina, tocha v'gabah hu diyosa v'shamina the osa l'shol s'agabi kriyur sheni gufuktum. Says the Baal Amor, Mamash makes fun of this. It's Riff, you've lost it. Mamash said, you've lost it. Totally lost it. He said, it's ridiculous. Where's the Baal Amor? Baal Amor. He thinks it's ridiculous. It's on page 18, column 2 in the Mor HaKotan, end of the full paragraph that exists here on column 2. Quotes me the Borlo da Flam Zayim al Lismach lo Toch Gab Dosser Lismach Shabadami Marayesh Bezeh Halo Yesh Smicha Bechazara Kemo Shesh Smicha Beshia Vachi Kamar Mal Lismach Kedera Bechazarasa Lekirish and Gufak Tumah. What are you talking about? The Rif is a pella, it makes no sense. What kind of rhyme is the Rif bringing? So there are three pshatim in the Rif. The Ran says it's based upon the text. That's the Ran which can be found on page 21. It's the, in the Ran, 21, column 1, line, wide line 4. So it's not compelling. It's Balmor's kasha. The line begins afilu hachi. Kevan the amar tocha v'gabo the yasser. Tocha v'gabo the yasser. The mashma the mishum the ena ketuma the yasser. Tocha v'gabo. Mashma the command amar lahashos tnan nokel the bayan. Yilin chazara mari ma'ika ena ketuma. I feel the big tumah toch asa. It's a mefurishing one of lamed zayin. Lo shana gabal toch asa. It's a simple textual inference, according to the holy Ran that the Rif meant. If you look, however, in the Or Sameach, he gives a conceptual analysis of why the Rif gave his raya. That's we come from a conceptual yeshiva, so called. Let's take a look at the Or Sameach and see what he says. Or Sameach can be found on page 58. 50. Says there was a man like this, just to cut a very, very quick, he's also his oldest. Can't read the whole thing in no time. Talks about it as a Shem Echate, as a Nirekam Avashel. And towards the very end, he says as follows. He says like this. Va'akarachom, the last five lines. Atamu da'asim mishim gzeres chitoy. Ulefizeh, daf, the line says ulefizeh. Ulefizeh, daf katoch asr. Holismuk etzla shari. Kevin shadofen mafsik bein gecholim. Su leka lemecha Shem Echate. Fine. This is according to Shitas, who hold that Achzara is also because of what? Because of Shem Yichata B'Gachalim. Then we understand that the possibility to be Matis Smicha B'Achzara. However, if you look eight lines higher, the Rabbeinu, which Rabbeinu holds is also because of Nirek Mevashel. And for this reason, the Shemachi Pasak, the Chol She'Asal Achzer, Asr Lismoch. The mind of Kamina came in the Mishum Bishal Asi, Xerah Shemayach, the Konjun is Mashal Kotzoka. As he phrased, we would phrase it as Nirikum of Ashal. And that's all. So he said that Alam de Shavarat or Sameach. Is there a distinction between Smicha and Agaba? Depends. From the perspective of Shemayachata, yes. From the perspective of Nirikum of Ashal, no. So therefore, the Riff and the Ramam could not learn Pshat in the Gemara, Mal Lisbon, it's talking about Achzorah. No way, no way, Jose. Can't exist. That's why they had a what we'll call a conceptual approach as opposed to the Ran, who had a more linguistic or technical approach to the Raya, that the Riff was in fact bringing. Truth is, if you look in the Machzis HaShekel, he has a third interpretation. And that's for the following reason. Let's look at the Mogan Avraham Sifkot and Hay. And now we come to the second part of today's Shia. A little behind my schedule. Let's see what we can do. Second part of today's shiur is this issue. Let's take a look quickly. Rabosai, Mogan Avram, Sifkot Meh. And again, it's the conceptual analysis I'm trying to prove over here more than the practicality. Because, you know, you can't just be practical without having the underpinnings correct. Take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, page 118. On 118 it says, Mutal Lismok Lo Kedera B'Samach Hutzalah. This is the famous Heter of Smicha, which is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mogan Avraham Hey, Vein Machzirin Le'olam Ela Agabe Kira Gufa. V'kol Shein Machzirin Le'olam Tzomchon Lo B'Shabbos. This is what you just saw in Aruch Sameach, that the Rambam Paskin, Smicha B'Achzor, is out of the question. Hakal Lashon HaRambam. Mashu De B'Shabbos Oso Lismok V'Ein Agufa. V'Yibor B'Gemor Lam Zayin Lo Havi Elam Erev Shabbos. Ein Magen Mishnah, V'chemashah V'Rif. What Rif? Look at the Machzis HaShekel. Rabbi said Machzis HaShekel. The Gemara tried to prove the question of Smicha from a Braisa. And what did the Braisa say? The Machzis HaShekel, five lines from the bottom of the first column. Shnei Kiras HaMasimos Achaz Grufa V'achaz Shena Grufa Mashna Gabi Grufa. What is the teres? With a tie up, it's different. It's different. Okay. It says the top line of column 2. V'im kein al karchok tzorach loma de lishos tnan. Why? Di lahachzir tnan aval lishos muta enogar pechad la kananya mai kam ibor le v'smicha tocha v'gaba. Hoafilu tocha v'gaba muter. So the Machzis HaShekel has a fancy footwork. They brought a raya from Masha Magabe Grufa. They brought the raya. The fact that they brought a raya from Masha Magabe Grufa before Shigmar Lam and Zion indicates we're talking about Shia. It's again a technical proof. Now there's a big question. A fight to the finish. In the Gedolei Olam, what is going on in the last five words of the Mogen Avraham? Aval Lisvara Hashniya Shari Afilu B'Shabbos. K'moshe Kotzer Ramos Tofes Meres. I guess that's 10 words. What's a Svara Hashniya? Rechananya. Those who remember from last week, the first day in the Mechaba is like Rabbanan. The second day in the Mechaba is like Chananya. Says the Mogen Avraham, with respect to Smicha on Shabbos. According to the first day, it's Asur. According to the second day, it's Mutter. Fine. Big fight is about the following. There were three issues, Rabbi Osai. Two of them are on Shabbos. Shmicha is Arab Shabbos. On Shabbos is Hachzara, and there is also Hanocha. What does the Mogen Avraham mean? The Dagon Meravava said, you know what he means? He means that Hachzara is Mutter for sure, and Hanocha is Mutter according to the second day, and also according to the first day. Kivega said, that's ridiculous. Hanocha is also for sure. What are they fighting about? Hachzara. Mutter or Asa depends on the first, on the dais, second versus the first. Where do you see this? Right in front of your nose. Kivega. Right here, 118. Asa smok mena gufa, bedogla rama makosav, hainu lismok chila b'shabbos. Avo samach mer of Shabbos, mutter lahachze b'shabbos, for lismok, kidemuchach mehi debes kiris amasimos. And the Raya of the Gemara is a brisa. And the way that Bryce, again, this is those only more about Peh. And the way the Bryce is quoted earlier, on the same daf, Lama Zayin, it talks here about Achzara as well. B'mchilas kvot terosa eino kein. And the Kabbalah Zamag and Avram, the Lahach, the Ed Lok Kaim Lekach Hananya, Shita Sariv. Lochiach, let me be born the man of the Smachar, the Shia Sura. Biraran, the Riff holds, it meets the Mikbar of the Bahach Zitnan. What do you bring me a Raya from base? Kira Samasimos. Talking about Shehiya and Bechazara's Mochamor, we pass in Chazara's awesome Besmicha. So we understand what he says, that the Goyin made a mistake. Hosan Arab Shehiya. But they're fighting about textual analysis. Rabosai, a long Bryce is cited earlier in Lamed Zayin, and a very small excerpt is quoted towards the bottom. So the question is the Gemara citing only that small excerpt, and the rest is not relevant to the discussion on the bottom? Well, no! You have to take the entire Bryce into consideration. That's the machlokas between the Gedolei Achronim and the Gedolei Harishonim as well. So the Magen Avraham says, Svara Shnei Ashari, line 3, column 2, Rabbi Akiva Eger, Chananya, the Bar Malisma was even Bechazara, based Kiris, you see, Chan Bechazara is Shari. When we call Magom, Dabka, the Derech Chazara, Abelisma, the Chathil, the Beshabbos, lo, the Rice and the Ramos, Sof, Simon, Zeh. What does that mean? We'll see in a minute. I'm a Rabbi Kivega man over here. I think he has a ripe shot. And therefore, let's review again. Smicha is Asur Behanacha, Mutter Behachzara, and certainly Beshia. Why? Goes back to my I'm an Orsameach man. Orsameach said Rav Osai. If it's Shemi Yachata, Smicha works. If it's Nirkam Vash, it doesn't work. Last week, didn't we speak about this? I think I'm dreaming. Did we speak about last week, the various opinions? Pretty sure, no? Did we have last week? The Rabbeinu Tam holds, everything is Shem Yechat. And the Ran and the Rashba hold, no. Everything on Shabbos is Nerikim Bevashel. And we followed the in-between view. I showed you a Balamor. I showed you a Rosh. We had I showed you what's called centrist orthodoxy. Right? We followed the middle view. What's our middle view? Shehiya and Achzara is Shem Yechat. Hanokha is Nerikim Bevashel. Quote our Sameach, it's impossible to be Matir Hanocha Bismicha, because it's we pass and it's Shemi Yavashal, no difference. Mein Afkamina, he said. Adka. But here we have to mention for the very first time, this is the main topic of next week, is the world famous Heter, which is quoted from the Ran from Yerushalmi. You may recall, just to refresh your memories very briefly, turn to the Aflamet Chesem at Bayes, just very briefly, page 4. Page 4. Here's the Heter of Achzara. The top word is Machzirin Afilu B'Shabbos. Fine. Says the Gemara later on, about 8 lines down, Lo Shanu Ela Sha'odim B'Yodom. Avinichin Agave Karka Osir. So you put food down on the floor, Kavachom in the fridge, leave it there overnight. No way you can put it back, even on a covered fire. Furusha Gemara, right? Black on white. Comes the Ram with an incredible pshat, which is based on the Yerushalmi, his read of the Yerushalmi. And that Ram can be found over here on page maybe 21. No. Later on. Maybe 25. 24. Okay, 24, we hit it. Well, Mi Yerushalmi, left column. Mashva the Kolhani plucked all these distinctions less nu ela be shesilka mi agabe kira mi erev Shabbos. V'lo agzira nat shechashecha. What's his gerus in Yerushalmi? Not mi bod yom, agzira bod yom. Not mi shechashecha, agzira be chashecha. Not mi bod yom, v'kira shalav hayom. Yeah. You took it off from Friday and now it's Shabbos. Rav Simon bar Tadoi b'shem Rav Oshia. Iminichu also letaltlo. What does that mean? The way he explains it, that the only time is there ever going to be an Isser of what? Of Hanacha is only if you had the bad fortune of removing it from the fire on Friday and putting it back on Shabbos. That's the problem. Last four lines in the narrow lines. Mutalachzir on the covered fire. He wants to pshat the Bavli that way. Machzir and afilu b'Shabbos. What does it mean? Even though the chazara b'levad is not nasa b'Shabbos, it's shari. That's a very big chiddush. Then and only then is there a distinction between b'karka and not b'karka. Ad kan the famous ran. The Ramah quotes this ran as his tov lahachmir. Let's take a look and see inside. Ramah says, "Hope the Mishnah Berura version. This will be a little easier." Particular case. The Ramah is found in Siv Beis, it's page 169, I believe. Line 1, last word. Yesh Omim the Kolzeh. What's Kolzeh mean? 168. Hinich Agavei Karka is no good. Eino Oser Rak Shinatolim and Akir Mibo Jom. Lopazin Ad Shechashecha. Avalim Lekocho Mibisham Shechashecha. Hinich Agavei Karka Mutter. Run. It's the run. We just saw the run. The Ramah quotes the run. What does he say? But he says, it's good to be machmir. Why? Not so posh that we pass like the Rishami, and not at all posh the Rishami ever said it. Chazanish claims the Rishami never meant that at all. You have to know how to read your Rishamis. You have to be a Rishamiyid. Yeah, it's not a run-on sentence. It's a stab sentence. I'm not going to look and see Chazanish. So therefore, it's better not to rely upon this kula. But what's the nature of this kula? It's the lumdus of the kula. The lumdus of the kula is that when, what's hachzara? Hachzara means you took it off, put it right back on again. What's hanacha? Batla shehiya rishona. Right? Batla shehiya. It's underlined on page 168. And you see, it's underlined mamish. The only one underlined phrase. The batla la shehiya rishona. Says around a chiddush. He thinks if you took it off from the fire on Shabbos and put it back on Shabbos, we'll never say Butler Shia Rishona. You ready on record on Shabbos in being in a state of Shia? Only if you removed it before Shabbos and put it on Shabbos, then and only then do we say Butler Shia Rishona. Adkan the Chiddush Gadol of the Ran in this Nakuda. The Nela we understand very well. It took to the very end that the two Gedolim are fighting about. That is Reish Nun Gimel, the end of Sifrei. Remember, it's the very end. It's page 173. He says that the Ramah has as follows, the top line. Tanurim shalanu avadin of Kira. Usmicha bekirish and a gruf aktuma. Kidin gruf aktuma. Le'inyan nesina aleha. Ukfan is bar. We just saw it in the base. Shenagu lahakel bechazara b'Shabbos afilu hinicha gabe karka v'adin lismach letaner shenagara fekatum. What's he saying over here, Abosai? The chiddush gadol of the Ran in his Pshat Rishami is that when do we say that hanacha is batla shirishona only if you took it off on Friday? If you take it off on Shabbos, what is he saying? Every hanacha is transformed into a what? Into a hachzara. The part of hanacha is batla shirishona. If you took it off on Friday and put it down on the floor, took it off on Shabbos, put it on the floor, put it back, we say it's considered a hachzara. Lo batla shirishona. That's the chiddush nifla of the Ran based on Yerushalmi. You like it, you don't like it. That's his chiddush. What's the connection to smicha? Meridik, Rabbi Kivega. Meridik mamish. Because when it comes to smicha, the same dichotomy exists. That it's mutter b'hachzara and usur b'hanacha. So what are we going to say? Our hanacha is treated as achzara. Uy, gewaldic. keep one hand here on page 173, and take one hand back much earlier in the Mishnah Berurah on the same siman, that's page 165, where the Mechaber said Mutal Lismoch. What's he talking about? When? What? How? Mishnah Berurah Tesvav. Yesh Omrim. There's some who say. Now what? Lo Sharin and Hochakim Smicha Berav Shabbos Lashosim Mishatech Shach. But the Havs of Bishabbos also Bismicha. Rak Lesvara Shnia Muska Bisov Asif Mutta Fibra Chazara. Who said Rabbi Kiva Ege? You're testing Sharatzian. Rabbi Kiva Ege? That's what we said. We like that shot. That's what we like. That's what we like. Okay. Aval kamach ronim cholkem azeh with a small chafetz v'datan de harazara b'smicha muta lechuliyam afil b'smicha lechatchila b'shabes yesh mekilin even hanocha rabosai. But we're saying now Rabbi Kiveger is right. So no, according to the first day, even hachzara is also. According to the second day, hachzara is mutter and hanocha is also. But put that together with the famous Rishalmi that the Ramah quotes, that all of our Hanacha is considered Achzara, it's going to come out okay. That's what I'll tell you in those last 10 words of the Mogen Avraham. Similarly, back in Sif Hei at the very end, he quotes Sif Beis, our Hanacha is considered to be Chazara, Memele would be Mutter. So that's the Pshah which I recommend. I think it fits in well with the Orsamechs, Lumdus, and it fits in beautifully with the whole idea of distinction between the two dinim of Shem Yechat and Nirat Mevashim. So it's kind of proof to this whole Yisod that we keep trying to develop. That's my pshat. I'm a Rabbi Kivega man, even though it's against the Dogal Mirvava. I don't have time to go into the textual analysis about the various riots from the last three words, from the three lines quoted at the end, or from the part quoted at the beginning. I just don't have the time to show you all the proofs to this Yisod. I just don't have the time. They have to discuss one more thing today, which is very important, and that's just more important. And that is what's called Tocha. We must discuss Tocha today because we're going to forget about it by next week. Next week's our last week. That's it. That's unbelievable. We have so much to talk. We haven't gotten started yet. Okay, we have to finish Tocha today. Rabosai, on the Mefurash Gemara, that Tocha is also. We read it four times today already, as well as last week. Fine. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah explains it over here in Reish Nun Gimel. Sivkot Nun Ches. Please turn, if you don't mind, page 168. The Mechaber says that by Kamsa Chazara Al Gaba V'Latocha Aser explains in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun Ches. Why? The Kevin Shu Mamid L'Tocha Kederach Shemavashlan B'Todir Nirek Mavashlan. Who said so? Rashba and Ran. Gentlemen. The Rashba and the Ran have been mentioned today on a number of occasions already. What is their general attitude towards all these Surah Shabbos? On Shabbos, not Erev Shabbos. Two words. Exactly. Nirek and Mevashel. No surprise that the same Gedol and Rashba and Ran say that Nirek and Mevashel is the reason for the Chumrah of Tocha. My critical question. We are Ashkenazim. We follow the Ramah. The Ramah said, Achzorah also because of Shem Yichat HaBikacholim. As Tosis held and the Balamor held, and as he spoke about already numerous times. I'm asking you, according to the Shita of the Ramah and Tosis, that they say that Achzara is also because of Shem Yechad HaBegacholim. Well, what about Tocha? Is Tocha again Achzara? Listen to me carefully. Hachzara and Akira Guru Faktuma on Shabbos is Mutter. When? Al Gaba. When not, Betocha. Fine. Now Hachzara, if it's Enagar Fakatim, is also why? Ran Nirika Mavashel, Toisvis, Shem Yechata. So now, the Ran says that Betocha is also why? Because we just saw Nun Ches. Because that's the normal way to do it. For sure it's Nirek HaMavashel. Even if it's Garof HaKotum, it's still Nirek HaMavashel. So it won't help. We just read it in the Mishnah Berurah. You can look at it up, you see it's in the Rashba. He quotes it accurately in the Rashba and the Ran. Believe me, it's accurate. Fine. What about us? The centrists. We all have Chazar also why? Shem Yechad HaBegacholim. If it's Gufa, no problem, because it's covered fire. What about Tocha? Why is Tocha more chomer? Is there a greater chashash of Shem Yechad HaBegacholim? Or is there a greater chashash of what? Of what? Help me. Nerekam Avashel. Because after all, we centrists, we ascribe to Nerekam Avashel when it came to Hanocha. So maybe we should ascribe to it as well when it discusses Hachzara L'Tocha. That's my question. I repeat. This is a critical, critical question. Why is Tocha Asur? Is it because of Shem Yechad HaBegacholim? Or because of Nerekam Avashel? The Mishnah Berurah said Nerekam Avashel doesn't prove anything. He's calling the Ran and the Rashba. For sure, everything's Nerekam Avashel by then. But for us, the Achzor is normally also why Shem Yechad HaBegacholim. That's taken care of by covering the fire. But it doesn't work, Betocha. Why doesn't it work, Betocha? Is it a Nerekam Avashel issue? Or is it a Shem Yechad issue? Rabbi, anybody have any hints? Yeah?
You can only say it's a
Nerekam Avashel
issue.
You can't, in the modern oven? Why not? Because the only way to change the fire is to turn the knob. Good. So I covered the knob. Now I have a hair that I... Yeah, but it says in the Farish, in the Gemara, even though you quote-unquote covered the knob, it means you did ketuma, whatever the fifth or sixth century equivalent of covering the knob was, which was ketuma. It doesn't work, betocha. It just doesn't work. They're afraid it's one or the other. So, see, I think you're right. I'm on your side of this one. I think it is Nerekam Avashel, but you can't prove it from that. I have no proof positive. I really can't prove it completely. The only way I can prove it to you, I don't have the time to prove it right now, but you can look it up yourself, is a careful textual analysis of the so-called Chidush HaRan. So-called. Chidush HaRan is on our team, Rabosai. We call it the A-team. We like the team, huh? We have, who's on our team? We have the Balamor on our team. Introducing the Rush. He's on our team. We have an anonymous man who's known as the Ran. He's not really the Ran. There's a pseudo-Ran. But we'll take him anyway. Maybe he's Eliyahu HaNavi. I know who he is. But he's on our team. How do you know? Look at the sources in the Mishnah Berurah Tetzvav we just came from. Just came before from the Mishnah Berurah Tetzvav. And he quoted sources about... as far as smicha is concerned, which is a critical litmus test, if the osamech is correct, he writes over here in the Sharat Zion as follows: Chaf, what's Chaf? Chaf is the Dava Meravava who's makil and says Chazara v'smicha is mutter. Who says so? Dava Meravava, we saw it earlier. Rabbi Kivay quoted. V'chein hiskim be'beis meir. The Sura Ran quotes it in the name of the Ra'ah. Hakzara b'smicha is mutter. What about Hanacha? Chafal v'yesh mekilu, is that? The base mayor again. Dogal Merbaba, yes. Stay a shnia. Ochein b'chidushi haran machmir b'zeh. So the Ran is the main man. He's our man, the so-called Ran. He holds a distinction between Hachzara and Hanacha with respect to Smicha. What does that prove without litmus test? He holds like us. Hachzara is Shem Yechad HaBegacholim, hence Smicha is good. Hanacha is Nerekam Avashel, hence Smicha is no good. It'll go with the parlance of the Or Sameach, Rabosai. So he's going to be the man. The Balamor says nothing about this. The Rant, the Rush says nothing. If you only can rely on the so-called Ran, what's he going to say? Well, drum roll. He says, Nerekam Avashel. So therefore, the Ran, who holds that Achzara is us because of Shem Yechad HaBegacholim, nonetheless says, that Tocha is Mochama because why? Nerekam Avashel. Why am I making such a big tumult about this for? Who cares? Who cares? Everybody says, tell me why I care. It's a two-word English expression. What'd you say? No. Crackpot is Tocha, if you ask me. In my opinion, you cannot put anything into a crock pot on Shabbos. Once you take it out, you can't put it back. The Mefurshim then Shulchan Aruch, Tocha Asur. There are a number of Mekilim. I want to give you full disclosure. There are Mekilim. Who are these Mekilim? Well, there are Mekilim. The Aruch HaShulchan would probably be a Mekil. Aruch HaShulchan seems to say that the distinction between Tocha and Angaba is only if it's possible to cook in either form. But when you can't, then it won't make it even by Tocha. And a similar idea is found in the Shulte Giborim. I guess you can see that also. The Shulte Giborim. I don't know where to find this even. You'll find it yourself. There's a Shulta Gibarim somewhere that seems to make that a similar distinction, that we have a chiluk between Tocha and Al-Gaba is in a case in which you can cook either way. So you then say that Tocha is mutter and Al-Gaba is asur. Say that backwards. Tocha is asur, Al-Gaba is mutter. But if there's only one way to do it, you have a right to be more lenient. Where is that Shulta Gibarim? How come I can't find it? Yeah, I can't find it. It's a different print. I'm not used to this. Rabbi Stein, you know where that one is? I just can't find it. I'm just not attuned here. Different kind of a page that I'm used to. I can't find it. I apologize, I'm just not used to this kind of... It's there somewhere. So there are... 24, thank you. Shulta Gibarim discusses Tocha. Here it is. Oh, here it is, you're right. It's Lashon Riyaz. Umutu lahachza, thank you. Lashon Riyaz, page 24, right-hand column. Umutu lahachza, tafshol agaba b'medvam murim agaba b'tocha lo yachza. Afi shigruf aktumav, and nira b'enai... Some take this and they run with it. That whenever there's only one way to do it, it's mutter. That's the Aruch HaShulchan Sif Yud Zayin. That there are those who will say, Rabosai, if there aren't two ways of cooking, we can even be mekel b'tocha. Now that Rav Aaron Kotler, as you mentioned before, let's take it inside. Unbelievable Rav Aaron Kotler. Quoted over here in Rabbi Eider. Please open up to the right page. Someone can find it really quickly. Where is he quoting Rav Aaron Kotler? Oh, yeah. Page 100! Page 100. Returning foods into our ovens is questionable. What kind of questionable? It's mamish tocha. Shamati, footnote tat kask. Shamati mara baron kotler. Tandurim shalom butorim lahavzir. Why? Iker bishel shalom butocha hoya butocha. Lefika yosim efsim mevasha butocha mel gabav. But bishalonu al gabav ukema butocha. Rabbo said we cook equally well in the oven and on top of the range. No, it's all the same thing. Lefichach hitil laharzim betocha betanai chazara. That's what Moshe Feinstein. Lesser. That's what I thought. Then at the bottom he asked the famous question. Gewalt. If you cover the knobs, that takes care of what? Shehiyah. Which Moshe doesn't agree with either. But what do you do with milzik and mevashel? How's covering the knobs help for that? That's a great question. The answer is, if your name is Rav Aaron Kotler, you can get up and say, the only reason for Nisa Rav Zara is Shem Yechata Begacholim. Bingo. I'm Mishnah Brewer. My name is Aaron Kotler. I can say what I want. But that's what he says. Apparently it's the only answer. Chaz Nishting also held that way. He was only worried about the Shem Yechata consideration. For us, meek of heart, meek of spirit, we can't go with this psak. We have to worry about Nirekha Mavashal as well. Whether it has a chum of toch or not, I thought yes. Rav Aaron Kotler said no, but it's no less than avzara l'tocha stama. I would have said, and therefore, in my opinion, you cannot put anything into a crack pot. Once you take it out, you can't put it back. Tocha. They told me the lama test for lochas is matter. Do you know why? Well, it's not quite touched the bottom. It's a little bit off. The pasuk of shani that's a very shvera kula. There is a discussion. I don't have time to go into it now. How you define tocha precisely? There is a Mogen Avraham that says something. But I don't think he actually goes that far, honestly. Where the Mechaba Asas Tocha on page 123, Daf Lagabav Tocha Asur, so the Mogen Avraham says, when it's Tosav and Beis Yosef, Shemana, the Sfile, Afilu, Tola HaKdera, L'Soch, Avir HaKira, Shari, Lo Mikri Tocha, Elekshi Yoshev, L'Mata, Bekarakis HaKira. So if you take it literally, it has to actually touch the bottom. The Bach. The Bach proves nothing, because the Bach has a whole lot of money to it. The Bach is not a good proof. The Pashit is getting from the Shulta Giborim, along those lines. But the bottom line is, it seems to me, it's a very shvera kula. So once you take it out of the crock pot, you should not put it into the crock pot. By the way, is that tmana problem in crock pots? Bechlal, if you ask me, you shouldn't use them at all. But that's unless you put marbles or elevate it somewhat. But that's not for our present discussion. In any event, going back to what we said before, I'm worried now about the following things. So we don't put back in the crock pot. I don't think you're allowed to do it. I'm worried about, what else? A modern contrivance. What's it called? Anybody know? Warming drawer. If the up-and-coming modern communities, every kitchen has a warming drawer. Emes? Who lives in these up-and-coming communities? How many wash the nights? You haven't washed the nights? Ah, there you go. In the newer kitchens, they have warming drawers, as a matter of course. Can you put something into a warming drawer, not on Shabbos? Everyone asks me the same question. Can I have a warming drawer? Yes or no? Well, you can have it, but you can use it. I mean, on Shabbos. So here's the answer, gentlemen. If you say that the whole reason why Tocha is more chomer than Algaba because of Nirik and Mevashel, in my opinion, it's mutter. Because no one cooks in warming drawers. Is that true? Anyone ever cook in warming drawers? It's not meant to cook in warming drawers. You can hardly do it. No one does it. So it'd be mutter. But if it's what? Shem Yechat the problem, then there's no heter whatsoever by Tocha. Now, even assuming for the moment, Rabbi Osai, that it does not have the chumrah of Tocha, but it's no worse than Agaba, you still have to worry about Shem Yechat the Gacholim. Now, Rabbi Osai, in the warming drawers that you have in your homes, where exactly is the dial? Can you see the dial all the time? Well, that's very prust. Dial is hidden. All you see is like a flat, flat. And you have to open it in order to see the dial, correct? Here's the problem. What's unique about the warming drawer is, different than a typical blech, is that you have to pull the whole drawer out in order to get to the food. Whereas to adjust the dial, you don't have to pull anything out. Correct? I think so. Am I right or wrong? I think so. The problem is going to be, how can a quote blech work? The vote of a blech, I agree, is that you can't make up your own hecker, I don't think. But a blech has to be a hecker. That's the Ramayana. It has to be a hecker. That's why, for example, no one is going to say, what do you mean? All the fires are covered. They're covered by the every electric electric range or the electric gizmo. Call it a crock pot, slow cooker. It's covered. The fire is underneath the metal. That's ridiculous. Why is that ridiculous? That's no hecker. That's how the thing is manufactured in the factory. What kind of hecker is that? You have to have your own hecker. So I will concede that you have to have Chazal's hecker, it has to be a hecker. So the question would be, in a typical case, I have a typical pot on the fire, and if the fire's covered with a blech, I'm about to, even I agree that you do stoke with the adjusting the knobs, but before I go to the knob, the fire is covered. It's in full daylight, full sight. Before I get to the knob, I can see the fire is covered. So it's a good hecker. But in the warm winter, it may not be that way. So I'll cover the bottom, and I see the dial is here. I can't, from here I can't even see that the bottom is covered. If I pull the drawer out, I can't even see it. How the heck going to work? So my view, the only way it's going to work is you take a piece of tin foil and have it cover the bottom, have it slide up the top, so that it stares you in the face when you're about to cover about to adjust the knob. Not so easily to be done from a feasibility perspective, but if you can, in my view, it's permissible to use the warming drawer. Why? One more time. If Tocha would have been more chomer because Shem Yechat HaBigacholim would have been awesome. We try to prove from the so-called Ran that as you said correctly, I believe, that Tocha is more chomer because of the Nirik HaMavashim consideration. That's the case in the warming drawer we don't cook on. It would be mutter to do Hakzara from the perspective of Tocha. You still have the Algaba, the Shem Yechat problem. That can be taken care of with a piece of tin foil which goes up or something along those lines which might work. There's one final eighth which is called Toch Petit, which we're also not learning. It's in the first paragraph of Masechta Shabbos. That may work. The problem is the Chazon Ish claims that Toch Petit only works for Shia, not for Chazara. I don't know where you got it from, but that's the problem with that potential solution. I'm sorry for going a little bit late, but so next week we'll probably go even later. Next week there's a grand finale. Stop leaving that at approximately 1:30 and we'll go till we finish. Next week we have some coolers. Sorry, until the first 2 weeks. We'll talk about hot trays, hot plates. That's where I'm going to be firing the world on the other side. I'll be the big maker, and everyone else is machmer. But we'll try that to see out of the Shemaya next week. So we'll have finally proper ways to heat up food on Shabbos. So far we haven't gotten it too many, right? We didn't like the crock pot. We don't like the stomach blech. We're not happy with it. Even Kedera Gabi Kedera, we finally said, gave our approval to, even though it's against the Prima Gona. Last week we weren't happy with it, but this week we were happier with it. And next time we'll see Teleplat as an option. We'll discuss the hot plate in Seattle tomorrow next Thursday. Okay. I doubt it.
No, Sean.